here on Earth. People speak of global warming and climate change and environmental threats and all sorts of things. And we would say these are worthy and most essential for you to look at, which the reasons behind them are larger than are being addressed. As we've joked many a time, they are not driving SUVs or SVUs or whatever they are called on Mars, on Saturn, and on Jupiter. And yet they also, these planets, are seeing the increase, the changes in the atmospheric pressure and the increase in carbon dioxide that you are seeing here on Earth. Those who study geographical and geological layers have readily admitted that when you bore into some of the ancient ice areas and you study the ice cores, it is quite evident that your planet has experienced similar warming trends in the past, thousands of years ago, and as recently as a number of times, your mini ice ages that occurred a few times during the last 1,000 years. So the reasons that your scientifics are attributing to these climactic changes are much grander than as being acknowledged. This is part of a change of reality. Your planet moves through cycles. The planets, the sun, have cycles. We on the Pleiades are part of cycles. And we are connected to you by position in the heavens, by karma, by agreement, by duty, and simply by being. The Pleiades have long served as a university of sorts, a training center in the cosmos, where soul spirits pass through to enter other realities, other worlds, to seek to always refine the spirit in whatever form the spirit has taken on. There are many ways and shapes for a spirit to exist into. And those of you who have opened your mind a bit and looked at planetary history, it is quite obvious that there have been many shapes and sizes and guises and disguises of intelligent life on Earth. Some of the life has been, let's say, multidimensional, existing in your world physically and then being able to slip quite easily into another reality. An example of this in current times may be seen in what you call the abominable snowman, the Yeti, the Bigfoot. Yes, you are aware of this? Mm-hmm. This would be a creature in modern times that would demonstrate these sorts of abilities. In other words, existing in a few dimensions at once. There are some beings who exist in dimensions that you would call through the looking glass, through the mirror, through the window, behind the veil, just a bit away. There have been all shapes and sizes of creatures that have been just as physical as you. Some of them had tails. Some of them have had wings. Some of them would make you seem to be the wee little folk. They had such grand stature. And these grandiose ones at one time could be thought of to be well over 100 feet. Imagine that. 100 feet. Creature walking the earth. These were long, 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 long ago. And they were not many. They were forerunners, experiments in consciousness. In the oceans, and here we are in Rhode Island, not very far from the magnificent Atlantic, the oceans have long been home to very large creatures. On the surface, you know, it takes a bit of a strain on the body with the current, especially with your current gravitational magnetic relationships. But in the waters, you all know, when you go swimming, you're buoyant, you're light, yes? Yes?
Yes.